G'day there, folks. My name is Paul. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and join with me today for this a brand new series looking at snapshots in the writings of Luke. So that means we're going to be looking at both the book of Luke, the gospel according to Luke, and also the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. I love these two books together. They give us a solid foundation of the life of Christ and then also the beginnings of the new church. And that's one of the reasons why I'll be doing this today, to help you, to help me as I go through also, to gain that solid understanding and a solid foundation for our faith, the reason why. And also often would recommend these two books together for Christians who are new in their faith, because of that foundation. So as we go through it, I call it snapshots, simply because we're going to be looking at maybe 10, 12 minutes at a time, section by section, instead of a deep dive, 30, a 40-minute Bible study. No. Now, we will still be studying the scripture, looking to understand the context, yes, to give us that foundational strength that we need, especially as we grow in our faith in Christ. But we'll go through step by step, little by little. So a couple of things I'd like to ask, if I may. Have your Bible handy. I've got mine just here, and I've got a couple of notes that we'll go through as well. Have a drink or a coffee or something with you as well, perhaps. Cool drink as the weather changes. Absolutely. And maybe don't be afraid to take notes as you go. Perhaps a notebook, one by one. Anything that you find interest that you might like to dig into a little later in your own time. But as with all things, I think the best place to begin is at the beginning. So let's read very quickly now the first section. It's in Luke chapter 1. From verse 1 through to verse 4, it's a dedication. I actually have in my Bible here little headings for the different sections. Kind of makes it easier for me. And this is called Dedication to Theophilus. Now, Theophilus, no need to spend too much time, but this is the person to whom Luke wrote this account for. We think perhaps he was maybe a Roman nobleman, something like that. Perhaps someone whom Luke had been in service to beforehand. But he writes to him, saying thus from verse 1, chapter 1, "Inasmuch as many have taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things which have been fulfilled among us." So Luke understands that there have been many people trying to write things down about the life of Jesus. And so he uses that as, this is the reason why I'm now doing this. He says, verse 2, "Just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us." So he has actually gone and he has interviewed those who were eyewitnesses to these events. "It seems good to me also," he says in verse 3, "having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write to you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus." I like that, an orderly account, step by step. Verse 4, "that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed." It's very possible that this fellow, Theophilus, whoever that was perhaps a believer, someone in the faith also. And so Luke has written down these things that he might understand. Now, from what we understand, this is interesting. Theophilus, he's probably a Roman citizen, a Greek perhaps. He's not a Jew. Same as me. Interesting. Same as Luke. So let's take a moment now just to look at who Luke was and why I'm recommending this study and these books for us to go through starting today. So Luke, we know from the book of Colossians, he was actually a physician, a doctor of the time. And that means he approaches things from a very logical way. Obviously growing up and then studying medicine, as it was for that time, of course, and then coming to the faith, he was able to compare as he saw, this is the way I see the world, but oh, look what I've heard about Jesus. And we see him growing in his faith as he writes these things also. We know from Philemon, Paul's letter to Philemon, that Luke was one of a number who were fellow laborers, he called them, in the faith, serving those who were of the faith and also being able to serve Paul as well. We know from 2 Timothy, it says that only Luke is with me. Towards the end of Paul's life, Luke was a faithful companion with Paul through all. And we also know from Acts chapter 16, and we will come to that. I love this. The language and the writing changes from third person, they did this and they did that, to first person, we did this and we did that. Now talking about us, because that is the point where Luke joins along with Paul. So he sees firsthand a lot of what he writes, that which he hasn't seen. He goes and interviews eyewitnesses to that and writes them all down in here. And there's a real interesting point in that. As I mentioned beforehand, Luke is not a Jew. I mean, there are 66 books in the Bible, 40-something different authors, all of them Israelites, except Luke. And that's another reason why I love Luke and I love Acts, because they're written to someone like me. I mean, Matthew, if you look at the book of Matthew, Matthew was a very good, you know, Jewish boy, so to speak. And he wrote the book of Matthew with an emphasis on showing, you know, Jesus in Jewish history. Whereas Luke, being a Gentile, non-Jew, his focus is showing how Jesus fits into the story of just humanity. So good. And I love that part about it. And just a point of note, we think that it was probably written about, give or take, about 30 years or so after the crucifixion of Christ, probably not too long after the death of Paul. And Luke then goes back, as I said, and interviews those around. So at times, obviously the people that he's interviewed, Jews. And at times, I will need to give a little bit of cultural context. I will need to give some explanation along the way that will refer back to Old Testament references. But this is to deepen our faith. It truly is. Because we actually can't explain the New Testament. We can't understand it without understanding and explaining some things as they come up from the Old Testament. Understanding, of course, that the New Testament didn't exist when they wrote, you know, when they wrote it. It was many years later that the canon of Scripture was put together. So as we go through, I will from time to time reference Old Testament Scriptures, sometimes explaining if it's relevant at the time, other times just for you to jot down in your notes, perhaps dig into later in your own time. And you know, that's really what the Bible is about. This whole thing, this whole book here, Old and New Testament, it reveals Christ to us. Did you know that about the Old Testament? Showing God's plan for his people. It's not the history of the world, but it is the history of God's plan for his people being revealed and manifest through Jesus Christ at the cross. For our salvation, for our sake, that we might find forgiveness of sin. And that's what the whole Bible is all about. Then the New Testament helping us learn how to live in that. This wonderful, gracious salvation that we've now got. So I invite you, please, come join with me as we go through snapshots in the writings of Luke, the book of Luke and the book of Acts, step by step, little by little, in bite-sized chunks, that together we might grow, that our faith might be deepened, strengthened, learning about God's plan for us, revealed through his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless. I'll look forward to the next video, when we're looking in the next video about John the Baptist and also his parents and how his birth came about. Following that, we'll look at Mary and the announcement of Jesus' birth. Oh boy, we then get into this incredible story. I can't wait to do this with you. Talk soon. Bye-bye.